In terms of the OS2 interface, one of the things that we're proudest of is the level of tailorability that we provide to the user. Most of the other interfaces that exist limit the user in terms of the choices that were made by the architects and the designers. And that would go from what you can do with your mouse, or the colors on the desktop, or the shapes of the objects, or the fonts for the objects, and where we put the icons. We put a tremendous effort into making sure that the user could make this user interface his user interface, not OS2's user interface. Secondly, it's the flexibility, the extendability of the interface, where we wanted to provide an interface that was simple and intuitive to use to the new user, provided lots of controls so that he wouldn't get into too many problems with the interface, and did what he felt was the obvious choices, especially when he did some of the drag and drop operations with objects. If, for instance, he dragged a letter to a printer, it should print. If he dragged a file to the diskette drive, it should copy it. And so in that sense, a very simple, easy to learn user interface is something that we're very proud of, but it also has the extendability, the capability for applications to add features to the notebooks that back up all the objects. And the capabilities within the notebooks for the more sophisticated user drags us into those people who wish to extend the user interface for their own needs.